Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Aleph. We are in the last line of page Tazayin. We're about to turn on to page 32. Siman Reish Nun Aleph is Shalom Lasos Melocha Be'er Shabbos Min HaMincha Ulamala, that one should not do Melocha on Erev Shabbos from Mincha and onwards. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ha'usa Melocha Be'er Shabbos Min HaMincha Ulamala Eino Roa Siman Bracha. One who does Melocha on Erev Shabbos from Mincha and onwards will not see a Siman Bracha from that Melocha. Yesh Mefarsh Mincha Gedola. Some say the Mincha that's referred to over here is Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours into the day. V'yesh Mefarsh Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. The Ramah says, V'davka Kesha'usa HaMelocha Derech Keva. This whole Isser is only if one is doing the Melocha in a Kviyah stick away, in a more permanent way. Avalim Osa Osa Derech Arai L'fisho'a. But if he's doing the malacha and aridik away, he just happens to be doing it, he's not kovei himself to do the malacha, shari, then it's permissible. That's why a person is allowed to write a letter of shalom, a letter to a friend, and something similar. So before we begin the Mishavura, just to point out that the reason that is brought down by the Mefarshim of the Isser Malacha of Erev Shabbos from Mincha and onward is either because that will prevent you from preparing for Shabbos properly. If you're too busy doing Malacha, you might not prepare for Shabbos properly. And number two, we're concerned maybe that the Malacha you're doing will be Mamshech and extended to Shabbos, and you'll end up being Mechal Shabbos. So that being said, let's see the Mishavura beginning in Sifkat and Aleph Ha'usa Malacha. We said one who does malacha, uprakmat yashari. Zakhtim is shabura, but a person who's just doing business, buying and selling, that's not real malacha, that's mutter. Mikomakom mashma mea gemara. Still, it is mashma from the gemara. The zman skiras hachanuyos hu kodem zman adlokas aneros. Even though it's true that pragmatia is not considered malacha that's going to be usher from the time of mincha, but lemaisa, the Gemara says that the stores have to be closed at some point before the zman of adlakas neiros. The ayin be beralacha ulakamon besimen reish nun vav meshabura sekut and aleph. We said that one who does malacha on erev Shabbos and mincha lemala will not see simen bracha. Says the meshabura sekut and days meos malacha, he will not see simen bracha for that malacha. Even if he really gains in this area, you see he's making a profit, he will lose out in another place. Now there's an interesting point here in the Bir Halacha. The Lashon HaMechaber only says that you won't see Siman Bracha, but he does not mention anything about being Aser. So if you look in the Bir Halacha at the very bottom of page Tazayim, the Vermaskel La'usa Malacha, he brings a Machlokas. The Isura Nami Isbaza. The Bir Halacha first brings out a Shita that says, even though the Mechaber doesn't say it's Aser, he just says you won't see a Siman Bracha, there also is an Iser. Rak She'eno Chomer Ha'Iser Keshar Isurei Shvus. It's just that the Isser is not as chomer as the other Isurei Derabbanan that they would give you Makas Mardus. This would not require you to get Malkus. But Lamaisa, there is an Isser, Kein Isa B'Rambam, Peraches Mechaz Yontov, Usmag, Lechein Isa B'Or Zarua. If you skip to the next page, the top line in the Bir Halacha on page 32, he brings down the Hinei Ataz Kosav de Einbo Isura. Rak de Einbo Semen Bracha. The Taz takes, like the Mechaber says at face value, that there is only an issue of not seeing a Semen Bracha, but there is no Isser attached. So that is a Machlokas. We continue in the Mishavura Sivkot and Gimel. We said in the Mechaber, the Isser begins from the Zman of Mincha, some say Mincha Gedola, some say Mincha Katana. It says in the Mishabura, Mincha Gedola, Hainu B'sheshu Mechza, 6.5 hours into the day, U'Mincha Katana, Hainu Teshu Mechza, Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day. V'asomech al ha-mekilin lo hisid, one who relies on the more lenient sheet and he does his malacha to Mincha Katana, he does not lose out. V'ha-shos him zmanios. Says in the Mishabura, these hours that we're talking about over here, obviously are shos manios, which is splitting the day. Machloka is exactly what the day is, but splitting the day into 12 equal parts, and then you take 6.5 hours of those hours, Mincha Gedola, 9.5 of those hours is Mincha Ketana. V'choze ba'osa melechas atzmo. Says the Mishabura, this is all true when you're doing melecha for yourself, you have your own business that you are doing. Aval poel haniskar etzel balabayas bistam, but a worker who's hired out by a balabayas tam, isa b'chon shemish but simen shin lamed aleph dizmanahu samach l'shkias achama. He's required to work the entire day of Erev Shabbos until close to sunset. V'rak kadei sheyelech lebeso. He has to stop only with enough time that he can go to his house. lemalos lo chavis mayim, to fill up a barrel of water, velitzlos log dog katan, and to roast for himself a small fish, ulahadlik lo esaner, and to light candles. So besides that, he has to be working the whole day because he's being hired by the day. In lo b'makom sheish minah kavua l'sug mikodem, unless of course the minhag in that place is to stop work earlier on erev Shabbos, even though you're working for someone else. V'ayin b'magen Avram u'b'sefer tosefes Shabbos siv katan dalid. So the Rama told us that this whole iser is only derech keva, but if you're doing it derech harai lefishoa, so it's mutter. So the Mishabur writes, "Hainu afilu besachar." Even if you're getting paid, but you're doing it a raidik away, then it's going to be mutter. I'd like to point out a couple of other bir halachas over here. Let's see from the first wide line, v'yesh mefarshim mincha ketana. Some say that the iser only applies on erev Shabbos for doing malacha for mincha ketana. Ayin b'magen Avram shemaskim l'deyazu. Look at the Magen Avram who's maskim to this more lenient shita. U'mikomoko mashma minei depoalei sada tzrichin lishbos mincha gedola. Still, it's mashma from him that workers in the field must stop for mincha gedola. Skip to the next line. V'hinei bizmanenu lo nogu kacha. L'maisa, nowadays, we're not knowing this way. V'efsher da'atam halohu k'dei she'yavou la'ir v'yachinu tzarche Shabbos. Let's be masbir why we're not knowing this iser of working in the field only until mincha ketana. Because the whole reason for this is, so like we mentioned before, is so you should be able to get back to the city and prepare for Shabbos properly. Nowadays, the one who is working is not the one who is also responsible for getting ready for Shabbos. So if the person is working as a payol, so then he has other people that are being mechin the tzarchei Shabbos. Similar to what we find that Chazal say, meis ba'ir, if there's a person that dies in the city, kol b'nei ha'ir asurim b'malacha, everyone in the city is also to do malacha. Shekasu aposum, the poskim right over there, shu kedei sheyishtadu lahochin kol inyanav. The reason why everyone is asur malacha is so they should be busy taking care of the meis and taking care of all of his ol inyanim. The alkein, and therefore b'makom sheyish ba'ir chaburos miyuchados atzarcha meis, therefore where there is a chevra kaddish in the city which takes care of all the needs of the maize, shuv mutar nakol, so everyone's mutter. See here also, the reason why the workers at the stop earlier is to get ready for Shabbos, but if they have someone else getting ready for Shabbos, so that's why we're not knowing to stop earlier. Mikomokom kol yurei shamayim yira lifsog memalachto shabasada al koponim bizman mincha ketana. But the Chavos Chaim does say at the end, l'maisa any yurei shamayim should see to it to stop his work in the field, at least by mincha ketana. In lo shu davar ha'ovid, unless it's something where it's going to be a loss of money, da'oz lo odev mi'chalamoid, in which case it's not any better than chalamoid that you're allowed to do it. V'rabim machmirim af memalachto shababayis, and a machmir, even on their malacha in the house. One more bir halacha, Igeres Shlomim, the example that the Rama gave, if it's not a kvias that you're allowed to do it, is an Igeres Shlomim. So says the bir halacha, Adifa havalei lemichtav. The Rama could have given a better example. The afilu shriyas diovis samonim, even the soaking of ink or spices to make a dye, otzidas chaya va'ofos, or trapping a chaya va'of, dezeh bivadai osur b'cholamoid, these are for sure osur on cholamoid, kol she'enu tzarech hamoid, if they're not in need of a moid, gam kein mutter be'er Shabbos. In other words, in Igeres Shlomim, many poskim hold that it's mutter on cholamoid as well, so of course it's mutter on Shabbos. So Dr. Beralochi could have said even a bigger chiddush, something that's usher according to everyone on Cholamoid, like these things, even that will be mutter on Erev Shabbos, shekein mucha b'or zeruah sheminu noveh adin, because that is what's clear from the Or Zeruah, who is the source of this halacha. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We'll start Sif Beis today. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, l'sakin bigodav v'keilo, to fix up one's garments or vessels, l'tzorech Shabbos, for the needs of Shabbos, mutter kol yom, that's mutter all day on Friday. The Rama says, "V'hu adin big day chaveiro imhu letzarach Shabbos." You can also fix up the godam of your friend if it is needed for Shabbos. The eino notel olav sachar, and you don't take any money for your work. The Mechaber then says, "V'hu adin l'misha koses svarim laatzmo derech limudo." So to one who is writing svarim for himself as he's learning, he's writing notes. That's also mutter. We'll stop on top for today over there. Let's just summarize, and we'll see the Mishabura. So the Mechaber said, you're allowed to fix your garments, you're allowed to fix your kelim l'tzarech Shabbos all day, and you're allowed to write svarim derech limudo. The Rama added on, you could also fix your friend's garments if it, two criteria. Number one, it's l'tzarech Shabbos, and number two, you're not taking any money for it. Says the Mishabura, if katan hey ve'eno notel, you're not taking any money for it. V'imhu oni she'eno mayochal shari, but if you're poor and you have nothing to eat, so then it would be permissible. Kiddul akamon sov simin tov kuf men beiz l'inin chalamoid, like we'll see later on, l'gabi chalamoid as well. V'hu adin kalam alochos ha-mutaros be'erev Pesach u'b'chalamoid mutaros be'erev Shabbos. So to any molocha that's mutar on erev Pesach or on chalamoid, which are more machmir, so any molocha that's mutar on those days will also be mutar on erev Shabbos. Va'afilu yesh lo lechem, even if the person has bread to eat, raku tzarech l'tzarechei Shabbos la'ango v'basa v'dogam u'mashkim tovim, but he just needs for tzarechei Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos, he needs to get some money to buy some meat and fish and some good drinks, gam ken yesh lomer d'shari, we could say over there that it's permissible as well. Avabalav hochi yesh lizor bozem ba'od, however, if it's not needed for buying food for Shabbos, one should be very careful about this. Ki mashma mikama poskim, is mashma for many poskim, the melvad de ein roa simen brocha, besides the fact that the Mechaber told us in Sef Alta, you don't see a simen brocha, yesh shas isra baza, like we saw in the Be'er Halacha, there are those that hold, not only are you not roa simen brocha, but there also is an isser involved. Let's see a Be'er Halacha over here, the v'maskel ve'eno notel olav sachar. We said you could fix your friend's garment if it's a tzarech Shabbos and you're not making money on it. But if you see that if you don't bring him his garment by Shabbos, you see you're going to get paid much less than the regular wages for such a job. Or in the future you won't be hired for this work. So you're mamish at risk of losing a lot of money. So efshir dehu b'chlal davar ha'avid, it could be then it would be considered davar ha'avid to do this work, even if you're getting paid for it on erev Shabbos past his man. Ukein ma di'isa l'inu chalamoy, like we see by chalamoy as well in simen tov kuf lamites sif yud gimel ayin shum. Yesh otan lahatir. There is another reason to possibly be matir. The das hari b'erev Pesach, the sheet of the ri of Rabbeinu Yonah on erev Pesach is then hischil b'zman aheter. If you started the job in his mom when it was mutter, yuchol l'gomra afilu achar chatzos on erev Pesach. When the isra melacha starts by chatzos, if you started before chatzos, you're allowed to continue and finish even after chatzos. Ach rabu hachokem alav. But many argue with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Ulakal pasag hashulchan aruch b'simin tov samaches sifhei. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins not like the Shita. However, v'zeu b'erev Pesach. This is only by erev Pesach. However, the erev Shabbos, the kilo me'erev Pesach. But an erev Shabbos, which, like we mentioned before, is more lenient than erev Pesach. Imu shasat chach. If it's a pressing situation, diyelo alav tar umas. He's going to have claims against you. Im lo yavi lo al Shabbos. If you don't bring him his garments in time for Shabbos, so nirali diyucha lismocha al das hari diyucha lagomra afilu achars ma'mincha katanu afilu besachar. So then says the Chavetz Chaim, you could rely on the sheet of the Ri, you can finish it even after the Zman of Milcha Ketana, even for payment. Even though we just came up with a couple of kulas over here, number one, if you start before, to continue afterwards. The others, if it's possible, you're not going to get hired for other jobs. But l'maisa mishu bal malacha yirei Hashem. One who is a bal malacha and he fears Hashem, yira l'chadchila l'zareis atzmo shelo yovo l'mida zo. He should see to it himself, he should mizareis himself that it shouldn't come to this. She yitzdorech lasos atzomach l'shkia sachama, that she had to be doing work until close to shkia sachama. Im lo misha ashad l'chukulo, unless the time is really pressing against him. Therefore, although we have come up with a couple of heterim, l'maisa, it is best to try to avoid getting involved in these situations. We will stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem with the rest of Sif Beis tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.